Welcome back, everybody, to Millennial Mindset.
You're such a jerk.
Thomas told me I needed to be more energetic while starting the podcast. All right, well,
I didn't mean for you to be a sarcastic douche about it. Like, just give some more fucking excitement and be like, hey, back to Millennial Mindset. Cool.
Right. Okay, welcome back, everybody, to Millennial Mindset. This is episode 14. We are back. We are slightly off schedule, but we're just not going to
talk about that. We still fucking posted, so that's all I fucking care about.
We're just not going to talk about that.
There's no reason to. We don't need to explain ourselves.
Okay, so we're back with our 14th episode. Very excited for this one. It won in the poll of when I said which topic we should do next. So today we'll be talking about big decisions and how we make them and big decisions we've made.
Ooh.
And all that kind of stuff. So that's what we'll be talking about today. But before we get into that, weekly recap.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so tell them about your weekend.
I went to my very first bachelorette party and it was so much fun. We seriously had so much fun. Even with stuff being closed and, you know, you can't go to bars, there's no nightclubs, you have to wear a mask everywhere. Totally fine. We did all of that stuff. We were super safe. Everybody, you know, was healthy that I was with. And we just had the most fun time. We were there from Thursday to Sunday. We got a little condo. It was in Ocean City, Maryland. So we just went from beach to condo to condo to beach. And drank, I think we went through 12 cases of White Claws, one case of Bud Light Seltzer, and then we had, like, handles of, like, every hard alcohol I think existed. There was some leftover of the handles, but it was still so much fun. And I think the bride had so much fun, and all the bridesmaids, like, everybody got along. It just, I couldn't have imagined it being any different, so. It was a very, very fun weekend.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good weekend.
And it was really nice being off of work, having a few days to not worry about anything. Yeah.
All right, so my weekend was not as eventful, but still pretty eventful. So Friday night, I hung out with one of my good friends, Brandon. We kind of just hung out at the house, watched the games, and just chilled for the night. And then Saturday, I actually woke up early, and me and Brandon went and played a round of golf. And then after that, I shot a 104. Not too shabby, but not too great.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that great. Rather be in the 90s, but here, no there. And then we went later that day to our other friend, one of my best friends, Sean's house, because he was having a housewarming, and now I can say it, in slash surprise engagement party for his girlfriend, Meg, and she said yes. So positive. So now they're engaged, which is awesome because they are totally meant to be. They've been together now, I think, I'd have to say at least more than us. So I would say at least 8-9 years at least. So like I haven't known them the entire time they've been together, but I was looking at pictures of them and Sean looks like a baby fetus in a lot of those pictures, like just small little face and all that. So it's very funny, but yeah.
So Sean and Meg, if you listen to this, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats on the engagement, and hopefully we'll get to see you get married soon enough. Yes. But that was pretty much it. Sunday, I laid on that couch pretty much next to Alyssa for most of the day, and we didn't do a single fucking thing on Sunday, so.
I was, as I'm sure you could imagine,
dead to the world, yeah.
Dead on Saturday.
But I mean, I was too, but I still got things done that day. Somebody's just a bigger baby. But that's not today's topic. Let's move on to today's topic, all right?
Yeah, so like I said, today's topic is making big decisions.
Did you like how I kind of went along with you, but I went lower there? But all right, we'll keep going.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I think a lot of couples that are dating into being engaged, into married couples, older couples, younger couples, every couple has to make decisions together and decisions apart.
Yeah.
But today I think we're just going to focus on the big decisions that we make as a couple.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk through that and maybe opine on that topic a little bit, just because I think It's scary when you have big decisions to make and, you know, like, how do you bring up the topic of, I want to do this, but I need you to have some input, or together we want to do this, but somebody believes this and someone else believes this.
It's so tough. Yeah.
Either way, differences of opinions and how we settle on a decision. So I definitely think.
One quick question I had beforehand, before we start this, it's more or less about the topic, but when do you think our first big decision was? Because that was, like, when you first brought up this topic. I know we have a whole, like, list of kind of what we want to follow, but, like, I thought about it, like, what was our first really big decision? And then, like, maybe we could start with that, because remember, like, we can go from our first really big decision to something else. Like, I think that'd be a good transition.
So, you know what I think it is? I think it's deciding where you were going to go to college after community college.
Okay.
Because that decision really
affected us. Yeah, affected, I agree with you, at the lives. Beginning of our
and
relationship.
If you went somewhere else, maybe we wouldn't be here right now.
It's true. Very true.
So, yeah, the first... Do you agree?
Yeah, I can see that being one of our first bigger decisions for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so when me and Thomas were dating maybe for a year, and he was looking into...
Transferring from community
to, like, a university or mm-hmm. something... I think it came down to Rowan and Ramapo.
Yeah, those really all these two.
So when you were making that decision, obviously I put in my input saying I really would like you to go to Rowan, because then we would only be an hour away from each other. Where if you went to Ramapo, that was almost 3 hours at the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I also remember us having this conversation, and I don't think you really like kind of forced me into a decision. I mean, obviously you said, yeah, obviously it'd be nicer for us to be closer. But follow what you... Yeah, exactly. So I think that was, like, definitely helpful towards me. And also, I mean, especially with my first big decision, like, picking a college, like, you, anybody who has gone to college, I mean, you probably know, too. Like, I went to Ramapo, saw it. Emily, one of Alyssa's good friends, best friend, I guess, I don't know why I said, but she showed me the school, and yeah, it was very nice, and she did a really good job in, like, showing me Ramapo and, like, explaining how everything would be set up. But when I went to Rowan, I stepped on that campus and made that decision. I almost there. But at the same time, it was hard on me because Ramapo had such great things, but Rowan had great things too, and it was closer to you. So I think that was, like, the tough part with, like, me deciding in that situation. But I think you helped me a lot, kind of just settle down and focus what was mainly more for me, not for us in the long run. And I think that helped us in the long run by you being so understanding and you wanting what's best for me in the situation. So
So that almost, to answer your original question, that wasn't the first big decision we made together, but it was a big decision
in our lives,
in both of our lives, that Thomas made on his own.
Yeah.
Where when I was choosing where I went to college, obviously that's a big decision for me personally.
Exactly.
But I didn't know Thomas then.
Yeah.
So when I was deciding where to go to college, Thomas wasn't even a factor in my decision making or my pros and cons list per se.
No, I agree.
So, but of course, like, that's picking where you're going to go to college is a big decision for anyone. But I think for you, it
we
was
were
slightly dating, different.
Exactly, because
we
were dating and
over
all
a year at that point. So.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a new relationship.
Yeah.
If we probably had started dating a couple, maybe a month or two before that, it may have, it might have changed my decision-making. Because I feel like when you're dating someone 1 to 2 months and you have to make a decision like that, probably going to think differently about it. But we had already been together about a year at that point, so it was kind of like, okay, I'm making this decision for me, but it's also I want to make this decision so I could be close to you at the same time, as long as it works out. And it worked out obviously perfect. So
this is a question for you, and you're gonna get so mad when I ask
of course.
When you went to Rowan, you made the big decision of breaking up with me for 30 minutes.
How did that go? See, I think you like to remember things a specific way. I think both of us were extremely stressed out and chaotic, and you were freaking out on the phone. See, the problem is that you remember things that make me seem like the jerk in the situation, but I think we were both being total jerks in the situation, and I got forced into a situation where I didn't want to. And also, let me rephrase, wasn't a fucking breakup. Because I consider a breakup more than 20 minutes. Literally, our breakup was me going, I think we need some space apart. We're both acting crazy right now. Us freaking out. Then me calling my mom, freaking out on the phone. And then getting back on the phone with you after that phone conversation. Us getting back together.
And saying, never mind. Never mind.
So... Wow. Obviously, you had to bring that one out of fucking blue and make me seem like the dick in the situation, but definitely not the dick in the situation, so.
Alright, anyway, so what other big decisions do you think we've made? The next big decision
we moving made, in.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that was probably the next
big But one. I also, in that one, it was also a tough situation just because we weren't really making, we knew we were going to move in together at some point. But it also was, like, a geographical thing for us at the time. Just, like, once again, kind of geographical. Because I was still at school. And then you were just starting pretty much. Because you had finished school. You graduated that. So, you had just finished and have your full-time job now in Wilmington. So, it was like, well, are we going to move to Wilmington? And then you would be close to your job? Or am I going to just stay where I am at school? And I think we kind of ultimately decided to stay at Rowan in that area. Also, just because cost-effective.
Yeah.
I didn't have a full-time job. I did, but...
You were still a student.
But yeah, exactly. So I wasn't really working full-time. I was working at, I think, the pet food company for my brother's girlfriend at the time. Doing that, but I wasn't working 40 hours a week. I still had class, four or five classes. So I think that was more or less just the smart side for us to decide in that situation.
And I want to spend some time talking about that for couples. Moving in together is a big decision you have to make. And like Thomas just said, for us, it was... What is our other option? So it was either...
We went through multiple options to try and figure it out.
Well, think of it this way. We had been dating for 3 years.
Yep.
And we were serious. We definitely have talked about how we were serious. Oh, we totally skipped a decision. Let me back up. This will take 10 seconds. I made a decision to buy Thomas a puppy.
Oh, yeah. That's...
We like... Barely discussed it. Yeah,
that wasn't really a discussion though, or like a decision, because that was more or less I had always wanted a dog, and Alyssa, since like being in a relationship with me, knew that I had always wanted a dog. So that really wasn't more or less a decision. That was just like,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get me wrong, big decision, and everybody gave a shit for it, and nobody really wanted a. Nobody thought that
the
we could handle it.
The amount of shit we got for that.
Nobody thought
we could
handle it.
Everyone was like, you're still in college. You don't live together. Whose dog is it? And blah, blah, blah.
Look at her now. She's freaking four years old now.
Thriving.
And she's a great dog, and we love her very much, and we take great care of her. And our families now love her to death. So
both of our families.
Definitely has worked out for the way better. But. Yeah. That was not considered a decision. That was more like you did it, and then I was like, "Fuck yeah, I'm so in for this."
That was not a decision we made together, so I'm gonna gloss over that one.
Okay, but anyway, still, big decision.
Back to moving in with each other. So when I graduated college, Thomas still had one more full year at Rowan. He was going to Rowan. He still had to finish.
Yeah, because we moved in that. We moved in late that summer. Yeah. I think it was end of July.
Yeah, and I had just graduated.
Yeah.
So. Fresh college graduate, I have a full-time job in Wilmington, Delaware. Option one of moving back home, like a lot of people do after college, could not happen because I couldn't commute from West Milford, New Jersey to Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah, would have never been possible.
So that was out. Option two, and I feel like for Thomas, he only had two options. Move in with his girlfriend or stay where he was staying. Live where he was living.
And
with
you would have been moving
because he was gone to Rowan.
Exactly.
So it was really up to me where moving home was not an option. Finding a roommate to live with.
Which you probably could have.
Yeah.
But.
Definitely could have. My college roommate, she knew she was going to DC, so she couldn't have been an option. I could have, like a lot of people do, looked for other roommates that also work
with the company
or something like that. And they did a good job at getting the interns together, blah, 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 whatever. That also could have been an option where I would have lived in Philly or in Wilmington or in the surrounding area. The third option was moving in with Thomas and not it being in Rowan. So me and Thomas moving away from Rowan together, like in the middle of Wilmington and Rowan. And then the fourth option was me moving into Thomas's college apartment, the apartment complex. Yeah. So I had four options. Thomas had two. I think after talking about it a lot, we decided we want to move in together.
Yeah.
We felt comfortable enough.
Which, let me preface this first. I was for it.
Yes.
All along.
Yes.
I had a lot of convincing to do of Alyssa. She really wasn't raised in the way of pretty much moving in with somebody before marriage, pretty much, in that eyes.
So that was
more
a
old
big
school style. So it was an extremely big commitment
big
on your side. Whereas my family wasn't really, I mean, it's not like my family would have been like gung ho of me just moving in with a random girl, but they knew I would had been with Alyssa. They knew it was a big step. I had talked to my family about it, and it wasn't really as big of, I guess, an issue. Not really an issue, but it was more of a bigger decision for you in that situation than it was me.
Yeah, to Thomas's point, my family had always instilled in me, you don't move in with somebody unless you're married.
Which, that's, and I've heard that a million times. Yeah. I know plenty of people that are like that. So
I was very hesitant to move in with Thomas at first. And at the very beginning of my what am I going to do post-college, where am I going to live situation, I almost immediately was like, okay, I'll just find a roommate and live in Philly. But after me and Thomas kept having the conversation and seeing how supportive he was of me moving in with him, I felt comfortable enough to say, okay, I need to have the conversation with my family and let them know that I also feel comfortable moving in with Thomas. But I think for a lot of couples, it's almost the other way around, where the boy doesn't want, or I feel bad because there's, like, same-sex couples, but...
Oh, but you know, like, what you mean,
Either way, there's usually one party of a partnership that's a lot more hesitant than the other.
Yeah.
And in, you know, boy and girl couples, usually the boy is like, nah, I want to be with my boys.
No, I see what you're saying, yeah.
So, but either way, gay couples, lesbian couples, I'm sure one is
it's
always
more of a dominating factor, exactly.
So it made me feel very comfortable that Thomas was like, no, you should move in with me.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, that was my goal the whole time. I mean, as everybody knows from our, like, finding out previously about our relationship, I knew that I was going to date you very early on, and I knew a lot of things beforehand. Yeah. So, for me, you moving into the apartment really wasn't a thought in my head. It was more or less like,
why not?
Yeah, why not? When are you ready to do it? Because I'm ready to go. Because I pretty much knew the entire time that you were the one. So it was like, when I'm making those sort of decisions in my head is kind of just quick and easy. But it's more, I don't want to make that decision without you or force you into the decision. Mm-hmm. I want you to be comfortable with saying, yes, I'm ready to do it. And I think after a while,
we definitely had a lot of conversations.
It was easily.
A lot of communication. We spent months.
I would say easily months. Because this was before we had even, because you had start, you have to start planning that kind of thing, like, way in advance, because you never know what the hell you're gonna have to do. So
so at the end of the day, we made this decision to move in together, and it was like,
look at
said,
it now. Look
long,
at us now.
A long time coming. But anyway, so from there, I would say, like, after that, it's probably all about where we're gonna live.
It's more about it's more future decisions, and we're not really...
Well, no, I mean, like, okay, the next
was Philly.
Moving
from
Glassboro to Philly. And then moving from Philly back to Glassboro. But each of those, like, moving decisions was, we both agreed, like, okay, when we lived
on a general
at Rowan,
area,
when we lived at Rowan the first time, we wanted to experience a city. And we were both definitely dead set on a city.
And we loved Philly. Yeah. Obviously, it's right next to us, and it was, like, perfect, so...
And then when we left Philly and went back to Jersey, we both realized, and tell me if you disagree, but I think we both realized we enjoyed the city, but we're ready to go back to
the suburbs. 100%. Me personally, I knew I wasn't going to live my life in the city, which some people do that, and that's fine for some people, but I'm more or less a person who needs a yard and a backyard and space to kind of be, but like when you're in an apartment, when you're in a row house like they are in Philly, your neighbors, right there. It's it's not like there's space. There's no space, looking. Yeah. Like, when I sat in our back porch, you could, like, see up into the window of another person's apartment. Like, I don't want to have to do that. And I know we're not really like that. I mean, the apartment complex here right now, but we also were in between a decision when going back to Jersey here is if we were ready for a house yet or are we ready for an apartment. And I think we settled more or less on an apartment just because financially we weren't ready. I just don't think our mindset was fully ready to commit to a house, because that in itself is a ginormous decision, and I think there's more variables than just let's just get a house together than that, and I think there's other things that need to happen before that situation. So
which we've already talked about that.
Yeah, everyone knows about that. So
what I did want to bring up, and it's one of the last, like, most recent big decisions we made, was what apartment or what were we going to rent when we moved back to this area. And this is where, and I wrote on our little board, Alyssa's controlling.
Yeah.
Because I had a very specific picture in my mind of where I wanted to live. I wanted a gym. I wanted a pool. I wanted new construction. I wanted amenities on amenities on amenities. COVID didn't give me any of them, but
backfired pretty hard on you.
And Thomas, I think at first you wanted to rent a house.
Yeah, well, my whole mindset was we rent a house for a year and then possibly move into that house or look to get another house. And I just don't think your full-on mindset was at that point.
Yeah, well, one, you don't rent a house for a year and then buy that house. Like, it doesn't work like that.
Pretty sure it can work like that, so don't think that it can't work like that. That happens. So.
I think people that put houses up for rent, those are their, like, investment properties. I think it's very rare. Okay,
so someone buying a house off you isn't an investment?
I mean, it might be, but okay.
Okay, but I also wasn't, did you listen to what I said? I said that we would rent a house and then either maybe buy that house or go another to another house. One. So don't just say that I was just considering renting a house and then moving into it. Like,
but this is where, like, and that's why I'm saying I'm controlling, because I really wanted a luxury apartment with a pool, and Thomas wanted to rent a house for a year and then buy a house. Things happen so fast. Like, we didn't even really discuss that.
Full on. And I think that might have been a mistake at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back,
I absolutely admit that I rushed into where we live now, but I don't regret it. I've apologized to Thomas for taking control of that, but I don't regret doing it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not like I don't regret it. I don't really regret many things in my life. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. I know we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. So, I mean, what's a 2-year lease here? And all it is now is just formula and a process now to move into the new house. Mm-hmm. So now it's like we're gonna ride this lease out and then we're getting a house. Like, there's I don't really care what you think. I'll be controlling in the situation. We're getting a fucking house.
No,
like,
I'm there is to it. So I just think in terms of the most recent decision we made was to move out of Philly into the apartment we live in now, and I really did take control in making that decision for the both of us.
But I mean, at the same time too, I mean, I am also this kind of person that has problems with taking control sometimes, so that is an issue that I kind of just have to stand up and be like, no, but it's like I also don't want it to cause more problems, I guess you could say, and I think sometimes I am afraid of those things, but shouldn't be,
right.
And I think that's just my mentality with that.
And that's where goes back again to a lot of couples. There's one person
as the dominant factor,
the more controlling one, and the other person will just be like, yeah, it's fine to not have a fight.
But
I really wish when I made the decision to sign the lease here, Thomas didn't even see the place before we signed the lease.
Yeah, that was kind of tough.
I called him and I was like, they need to know tomorrow. should I do which, it or should I not?
Which I think was another thing that we kind of got rushed into, because there's no way that we moved in here and there were still like 8 apartments open and all kinds of stuff. So I think we kind of thought that they were pushing us, but in all reality, they were probably just doing that because they wanted the people to, they wanted us to rent out the place and take the place. Yeah.
But so my point is, I was on the phone with Thomas and I said, should I do it or should I not? Like, I really need you to be honest with me and let me know what you think. And he just said, yeah, like, it's fine.
I said, I trust you and I trust your judgment. And if you think it's right for us, then I thought that it would be right. And it worked out. And
right, but don't you wish you would have said, can we have a discussion about my wants?
Well, I mean, I kind of, see, this is no offense, once again, I did say those things, and this is where it kind of gets kerfuffled, I think, is that I do say these things and want to talk about it, but then you had it that day, we weren't together that day, and I said, can't we wait until the end of the day to make this decision? Do we have to make it right now? And you said, no, we need to know now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's tough to be in it, and I'm not blaming you. I'm not putting you on that situation.
That's just where it gets tough for
anybody. It's a tough, yeah, exactly. That's,
you know, like I really don't have any way of.
Yeah, if you can give us a way, if you give us a way, please let us know.
Yeah, something that's instantaneous where you need to make a big decision in the moment and you're not together. It was a very specific circumstance, but it worked out.
Yeah, no, it worked out in our favor, and it's helping us to now plan even better for our future and have a better goal and idea. And honestly, moving back to Jersey, it's made us realize that we love this area a lot more. Mm-hmm. We want to move in a general area of this like region down here in Jersey. So it's like a lot
of... that'll be in 2 years from now. Exactly. That'll be the next big decision.
Exactly. And it's a lot of things. It kind of helped us kind of put our mind at ease in other situations where it was like, okay, now we kind of got a general mindset of where we want to be, like what's around us, what's near us, how far we are away from everybody if we lived in an area like this. So I think that helped a lot.
And bouncing off of what you just said, so Thomas just mentioned how we have realized now that we like this area. We're already preparing ourselves for the big decision that we're going to have to make in 18 months from now. When we buy a house, we've already agreed upon, well, we like this general area. Yeah. So that's just one step of a giant decision we're going to have to make. Yeah. So I think when you have those really, really big decisions, just like getting engaged, that's a big commitment you have to make.
Oh, it's huge.
We have talked about this for years. Mm-hmm. So those types of things, it's really important to be like open and honest with your significant other. If you see yourself getting married in 2 years and you've never told your significant other that you want to marry them, that's probably not
you need
the
that,
best
you need
way
to have those conversations immediately. Yeah. That's something that can't just be like, hey, let's get married, and then the person's going to be looking at you like, I wasn't really ready for that. I got to think about it. And no guy, when they propose, wants to get the...
No.
They want the immediate, oh my God, yes, and start crying. They don't want the, I love you.
Right.
So it's
same thing with buying a house. If our lease was up in a month and we had never talked about what area we wanted
and
to buy,
and I was
a
just like, hey, this is the fucking house we're going to. We're going to move in here.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just area. Say our lease was up in a month.
Okay.
And we had never talked about how much we both really like this area and this is where we want to buy our first house. I just never mentioned, oh, I actually really want to buy a house in Seattle.
Yeah.
That
would not work. No, it'd throw off everything, yeah.
So you need to have those conversations well in advance of making big...
And they don't need to be, they don't need to be like, I'm right, you're wrong, or not.
No,
it's like,
it's just discussion.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Like, it's, those are things that they don't have to be like full serious conversations all the time either. Like, you guys can just have like
just
a laid back
discussion.
Yeah, exactly. A laid back conversation. Just go over it and get each other's feelings about it. You might not be at this point in your relationship to do those things, but being ahead of the curve on that kind of stuff and at least having an understanding between each other is a huge key, I think, in my eyes. So if you can get those conversations out and at least get a general understanding of, oh, okay, so she doesn't like this area, but she can consider living here, or this is a kind of home, or she doesn't want to buy a home yet. She's not ready for that until marriage, like certain situations or whatever. So it's, you want to have those conversations, and it doesn't mean that you need to make any big decisions at that current moment. It's more or less just the discussions. So then when that big decision time comes, then you're at least somewhat prepared for it. You have a good understanding between each other.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well, on that note.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it on the topic, I guess.
That's all we have. I do want to say, we didn't talk about financial decisions at all.
I think that's its own topic. The problem is when it comes to that, it's a lot of ego and different kinds of things with how money works and mindsets of how money works. Especially, it will be an interesting conversation between us two because we have very, very different views on that for sure. We've come to most of the time an understanding in certain situations, but
I also think money is very taboo. And I think if we talk about that, it almost really exposes the two of us.
Yeah, that's true.
So we need to talk and make a decision on if we want to do a talk about that.
Yeah.
That.
No, but yeah, no.
But I think I could hear a podcast on a couple our age talking about their financials.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. But at the same time,
I don't want my shit being out there. No, I agree with you in that situation. No, I think we can come to some understanding of how we could talk about it, but that's in the future. Yeah. Got plenty of episodes left. Looking forward to, what are you looking forward to this week?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You need a week.
You know what I'm looking forward
to? You were frustrated a lot yesterday about having like a weekend to yourself, but you need a weekend to yourself. You need a weekend where nobody's going to bother you.
I'm looking forward to eating vegetables and not drinking alcohol.
Hanging out with Macy and having a nice, calm, peaceful weekend.
My body is slowly deteriorating.
I think you're extremely excessive with those, but that's fine. We're not going there. We're not bringing any of the medical issues into our podcast right now because I don't want to talk about the topic. Don't fucking say it. Everyone knows about it. Okay, I'm looking forward to my fantasy football draft this weekend. I've been in this fantasy football league for 9 years now. 9 years now, going into the 9th year. It's pretty much a nice thing. We've had a group of friends probably now for 7 years. This group of friends being in the league, we've taken out pieces, added new pieces, but for the most part, there's a core group of guys, and they're pretty much some of my closest friends and family. I mean, some of them I consider brothers of mine for sure, and there is a brother of mine actually in there too, so, but it's a real big weekend, and I know it sounds stupid, but it's just a way, because I don't see these guys on a regular basis. We're all living in different areas now, so it's nice to be able to have bullshit with them about times and all that kind of stuff and see how everybody's doing. So it's kind of a nice thing to have. But yeah, that's my weekend.
Nice.
Okay. All right. So one last thing. Instagram's back. Make sure you check it out. Millennial Mindset Podcast is the Instagram handle. Make sure to check out there. Alyssa finally figured out the password. And we're back on there. That's why we couldn't get on there. I'm blowing up her spot.
I kept saying in other episodes, oh, I don't want too much pressure.
No, it's because you couldn't figure out
the password. I just couldn't remember the password.
But now we're back. We'll be posting on there. We'll be posting on our own Instagrams. Make sure to check out it all. So
share with your friends.
Yeah, please. More people. Yeah, just keep listening. I don't care how many fans we have, but at the same time, it's obviously more exciting when you have more fans. But still, I'm happy with the people that are listening. So once again, thank you guys for listening. And I think that'll do it for this episode. So catch you later.
Peace.